Good afternoon, Oak Ridge Industries. This is Elizabeth.
Hey, Elizabeth. Is Susan in by chance?
Sure. Hold, please.
Thank you.
Oak Ridge Industries. This is Susan.
Hey, Susan. I've been calling and I've been told that you're the person who handles the company's finances.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, my name is Taylor. I'm calling from Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for asking. The purpose of my phone call is I'm following up on a pre-approved finance offer. When I'm talking to your secretary, I was told that a lot of your customers come from our repeat customers. And so I was kind of wondering what you kind of did for advertising to gain new customers.
We have a sales force that goes out and calls on new customers.
Okay. Would you ever think about increasing the sales force or using different avenues to advertise?
We've just recently engaged with a sales rep company as well. So I think we're covered right now as far as that goes.
Right. The reason why I'm calling is I'm following up if you guys have seen what projects you're taking on or new accounts that may need in capital or equipment. And
we're not right now, no.
Are you guys still with First South Leasing?
Yes.
Okay, what do they do for you?
We have a laser lease with them right now.
A laser lease? Okay, but you guys don't do any equipment, is that for equipment?
Yes.
Gotcha. Well, yeah, like I said, you know, we also do, cash. We do, we can free up anywhere from 10 to 15% off your top line of revenues in unsecured cash. And that way you'll be able to, you know, to leverage our cash to pay for the things such as, you know, the sales rep team, our marketing efforts, and use your internal cash for things that are more focused your business on. Is it possible to get an email so I can shoot you some info in case anything changes in the future?
Yes, my email address is Susan Asby, ASBY.
Okay.
At oakridgemw.com.
MW.com. Yeah, so we're more of a supplemental funding private business bank located in San Diego. And so we're not trying to take over any current relationships you have with them or with, you know, whoever you're doing your leasing from or whatever. We're just, like I said, more of a supplemental. So if you ever need cash, we can fund it in 48 hours. And, we get, I work with a lot of contractors and metal manufacturers, and I've been able to work with them to get money to increase, you know, growth and get the inventory they need or the equipment they need to, you know, really facilitate better growth. So,
what kind of bank did you say you are?
We're a private business bank. So we do more relationship kind of lending. We do more business. We only lend to businesses.
Okay, so are you backed by the FDIC?
No. We're a private business bank. But, like I said, we do equipment financing and working capital. We have a match or beat policy, so I know you have equipment financing right now with them. But if you're able to, you want more and they weren't able to offer you that, or if you want an extension, you could always come with us. And since you already have that quote, we could either match it or beat it if you were looking to bring on more equipment in the future.
Right. So what kind of interest rates do you have right now? I mean, if we wanted to borrow $150,000 just, you know, based on equipment, do you do any uncollateralized loans?
Yes. So we do secured and unsecured. The equipment financing we do, generally the rates start in the mid-single digits. And we're from there, you know, depending on other factors about, like, what kind of equipment it is and things of that sort. But the unsecured cash program that we have is based only mostly off sales. So, like I said, what is your gross annual sales last year?
About 6.5 million.
2.5 million. So we can free up 6.5. So yeah, we can generally free up anywhere from 650 to, you know, 800 in unsecured cash, which you can use towards anywhere.
Secured cash, you could do that much.
Yeah, if you are approved, correct.
Right. And what kind of interest rate does that carry?
The interest rate it carries, it really depends. It depends, you know, like on the business credit. What is the business credit looking like right now?
Business has only been in business for 3 years. So, I mean, we're still in the kind of a growth mode. So I would say it's average. It's not going to be anything excellent. And at some points it's been maybe a little on the poor side, but it's leveled off and it's kind of on the average.
On the average, so around like 5-600 area? 580, 600? Okay. Not a problem. And what would you guys be using that for?
Mainly just to pay off some payables. I mean, just to...
payroll?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, generally, we're able to free up 10 to 15% if you're approved. You know, if you guys are... You know, time of business is one of the factors, but since you know guys have such strong sales, we assume that since you have such strong sales, you're able to cash flow the note. And you're going to be using it for payroll. Do you, and the only...
payables, like vendor payables, paying off some vendor suppliers, that type thing.
So consolidating debt?
Yes.
Gotcha. And so... One of the good things we do is we can consolidate your debt. At the same time, we can give you more working capital on top of that, so you can make, you know, money off of that as well. Was that something you'd be interested in doing?
I would just be more, if you can send me some information on it, and then I can, you know, once we look into it, just try to get an understanding of what you do have to offer. I'd be definitely looking at something on the unsecured side.
Unsecured side?
Yes.
Definitely. Yeah. So both of the applications for the equipment financing and the working capital are just one page each. But if you're looking more at the working capital side, it's just a one page application, 6 months of bank statements, the first two pages of your most recent business tax returns. And if your customers use a credit card, then the 4 months merchant processing statements.
Okay. Yeah, we don't have anybody. So can I just send you like a bank reconciliation form? I don't want to send my bank account number out.
Right. Yeah, I believe that'll be fine. If you give me just a second, if I could just have you talk to my supervisor really fast, and then she can.
If you can just send me some information, I mean, I'm
okay.
Took the call, but if you can just send me some information, and then I'll have to talk it over with others, and if we're interested, I can get more detail.
Most definitely. So my number will be contact in the email as well. So yeah, just give me a holler at any time.
Okay, great.
All right, Susan. Thank you very much.
Uh-huh.
Bye.